You're listening to The Humans We Are, episode number 55. Hello, my dear friends. I hope you're having a great day so far. Today I wanted to talk about taking the breaks you need. And also about how it's so interesting that we've gotten to a point where we feel like we don't even know how to do that anymore. We've gotten so disconnected from our bodies and our personal needs that we often don't notice the messages that our bodies are constantly sending us. The good news is that we can always learn to reconnect with our body, and with some effort and patience, I'm not gonna lie, we can tune back in so we can take breaks when our body, our soul, our mind needs one. In the meantime, as we work towards reestablishing a healthy connection, we need to support ourselves with some structure so we get what we need regardless. And what I mean by that is that at the beginning, we need to plan our breaks or else they won't happen. This can feel awkward and forced at first, but remember that it feels that way because it's new and you're still unfamiliar with it, not because you shouldn't do it. Inside my year-long coaching program, The Journey, I help my clients create and practice at least 3 different levels of breaks, daily, weekly, and monthly, as they are different in nature. But today, I'm going to share with you the first level, the daily breaks, so that you too can start practicing these very much needed breaks in your day-to-day. Many clients have told me that they just don't have time to do this in their day. And I believe that they have an awful amount of responsibilities and tasks on their plate. But here's the thing. You won't have the time if you don't make the time. If you don't prioritize making the time for this, there's no scenario where somehow out of the blue in the future, you will find yourself with extra time that you don't know what to do with, and then you will be able to take the breaks that you need. If you look at this in a different way, we all have 24 hours a day and we all have 7 days in a week. It's not a lack of time. It's just a prioritization issue. And it's not your fault. It's just that you haven't learned to prioritize these needs. And if you're serious about taking breaks, you need to start prioritizing them. These daily breaks are moments scattered throughout your day that could take anywhere between 1 and 3 minutes. If you do well with alarms or reminders on your phone or your computer, you can use them. Or you can anchor these breaks with moments of in your daily routine that are already in place. Like, for example, while you drink your coffee, right after you brush your teeth, when you get in your car, or right before getting out of the car and before entering your home, etc. Examples of what a daily or micro break could look like are following. Take a minute to scan your body. Notice the sensations that are present. Stretch your arms or your legs. Roll your neck. Adjust your posture if you notice that you had been holding on an uncomfortable one. Take a deep breath and then go on with your day. Another example, if you have 3 minutes, you can play your favorite song and walk or move around your office or your space, move your joints. Another example is that you can just go to the bathroom and put some water on your face, or if it's easy, you can even go outside and orient your gaze to a tree or a flower. Take in a bit of fresh air and just notice how you are connected with nature, and then go back to where you were. 3 times a day for 3 minutes each is ideal, but don't be perfectionistic about this. If you can do 3 times but only 1 minute, or 2 times 1 minute. It's 100%, or actually it's infinite percent improvement from where you were before if you were not taking any breaks at all. Work with what you have. Everything counts. If you have the intention of actually reconnecting with yourself and resting and recharging during your breaks, it's more about the intention than what you actually do. In order for these breaks to happen, as I said before, you need to plan for them. So use the reminders on your phone or your calendar, or you can put sticky notes on your mirror, your computer, your dashboard to remind yourself and set yourself up for success as you start creating a new habit. If you don't, there's a high chance that you won't do them. We need to work against the inertia and the automated processes that have been in place for a long time that don't have these breaks included. As you start getting more in tune with your body, giving yourself what you need and following your biological impulses more and more, you will need less of a formal structure to take the breaks you need. You will start to notice that you need to rely on these reminders and sticky notes less and less. But at the beginning, there's no way around it. It will feel maybe hard, forced, even scary at the beginning, like not scary, but unsafe. So start small if you must, and start showing yourself the evidence that nothing bad happens when you take time to rest, to recharge, and give yourself what you need. And sometimes it's just noticing that you need to go to the bathroom and that you don't need to make yourself wait any longer. You can go now. For most women, rest is an act of rebellion and resistance. I often think of this in that way, and it makes me feel more empowered and more in charge of myself. Finally, remember that this is not nearly as much about what you do during your breaks, and it's 99% about who you are being while you do it. Or in other words, what you are thinking about while you do it. None of these breaks are going to do you any good if you're going through the motions, if your body is doing the things, but you are in your mind going over your to-do list, or you are stressing about a deadline or replaying a difficult conversation with your partner over and over in your mind, or you're worrying about your kids or your finances. Take these breaks as opportunities to practice training your mind to come back to your body and to the present moment over and over again, like doing reps at the gym. Okay, that's it for today's episode of The Humans We Are. As I mentioned before, I run a coaching program called The Journey. And within the program, I help you create the changes in yourself, in your life, in your relationships that you want to see with love and compassion. We focus on helping you feel safe in your nervous system to become clear on who you really want to be for yourself, not to please everyone else outside of you. And then we create the changes from there. We take our time because meaningful change takes patience, and you deserve to move at your pace and be supported every step of the way. If you'd like to move in that direction, I assure you, it's life-changing. Clients have said that they feel so much happier, freer, more confident, and more empowered after working together. You won't regret it. If you're curious, I invite you to a free consult that you can book at carolafuertes.com/consult. In the consult, it's just about talking and having a conversation about where you are, where you want to be, where you want to go, and what it would look like to go together. But it's 100% a zero pressure conversation. If it makes sense to talk about working together, we will do that. And if not, just having that conversation can be so helpful for you. Now, if you're not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always a great way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend who you know might like it. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, any requests or feedback of any kind, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can also DM me on Instagram, where I can be found as @fuertescarola. Okay, I will be back soon, and in the meantime, take your breaks. Make it a point to give yourself what you need. If you don't do it, who else will? That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.